This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The deadline for the Dairy Margin Protection Program will extend now until December 5th. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack announced the extension while speaking at the National Milk Producers Federation annual meeting. The voluntary enrollment deadline was changed because Vilsack said, "We want dairy producers to have enough time to make thoughtful and well-studied choices." The program provides financial assistance to participating farms when the margin, the difference between the milk price and feed costs, falls below the coverage level selected by the farmer. In a news release, Monsanto announced a commitment to further improve the genetic potential of seeds. The company announced Wednesday a $20 million investment in the Integrated Technology Centers as part of its global breeding program. The technology centers will utilize continuing advancements in data science, genomic breeding methods, and predictive analytics to further enhance seeds, according to the release. The funding will help accelerate plant breeding research across integrated technology centers in Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Maryland, Minnesota, and Nebraska. After 18 months of industry collaboration, the pork industry has developed and has certified a common audit tool. Minnesota Pork Executive Director Dave Preisler says it expands the existing Pork Quality Assurance Plus program and serves as a single common audit platform for the pork industry.
The industry sat down together with packers, veterinarians, academia, producers to look at one common audit that multiple packers could use. So if I'm a farmer and I sell to three different packers, for example, I'd be able to hopefully use this one audit format rather than having three different auditors from three different packers coming onto the farm.
Preisler says the common audit will provide clarity to producers about audit standards and expectations. Plus, it will avoid duplicative, costly, and inefficient audit programs.
The biggest thing that we hoped as far as an effect on producers themselves would be to reduce both the number of audits that would occur on a farm and so consequently the time, and then also biosecurity risk by having multiple people come onto the farm.
The overarching goal of the common audit process is to provide consumers greater assurance of the care taken by farmers and pork processors to improve animal well-being and food. And in honor of Halloween, here's a little fact about pumpkins. 12,500 acres of pumpkins were harvested in Illinois for processing in 2012, according to NASS statistics. More than three-fourths of all pumpkins harvested for processing in the U.S. come from Illinois. While talking with reporters at the 87th National FFA Convention in Louisville, Kentucky this week, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack said he has no doubt the comments on the EPA's proposed Waters of the U.S. proposal will impact the final rule made by the EPA. As for the interpretive rule pertaining to agriculture, Vilsack says,
"The intent, and I know this for a fact because I talked to Gina McCarthy about this, the intent was actually to create greater certainty for agriculture. The intent was to reassure agriculture that this was not going to extend the jurisdiction, wasn't going to extend the land grab, wasn't going to be something that was onerous. It was really something that was designed to provide help and assistance, to provide clarity. The folks in the countryside did not interpret it that way. It's a lesson for EPA.
As for the possible creation of a second beef checkoff, Vilsack said before USDA would proceed with the creation of the checkoff, a set of questions needs to be asked to producers and producer groups.
I don't have any preconceived notion as to what this checkoff should look like, so we will be putting in the Federal Register a notice with a series of questions soliciting comment and input from producers and producer groups that will help us formulate what a second checkoff would look like. And honestly, I'm happy to not do this if the folks who have been talking for 3 years could continue to talk and ultimately get to a point where they all agree. That has not happened, unfortunately. The only point of agreement by all of the groups that I've talked to about this, the only point of agreement is we need more money into the system. We need more money to market. We need more money to research. We need more money to promote."
Vilsack said the Federal Register notice could come within the next couple weeks. As for the FFA convention, he gave this advice to FFA members.
"Well, I think it's important for the for young people in particular to speak to the 99% of America that doesn't farm. And that's advice I give to every farm organization. I think farm organizations and farmers have a great job of do a great job of talking to each other. And frankly, they sometimes do a good job of arguing with each other. But what we're not doing as much of, and what we need to do more of, is educating the public about the system we have and the benefits that they get from the system.
Vilsack spoke to FFA members during the morning session at the FFA convention on Thursday. Be sure you tune in for this Saturday's Horse Show. This Saturday, I spoke with Steve Whitmer of the Illinois Walking Horse Association about various issues that the association is facing, including ones dealing with soaring. You can catch the Horse Show Saturday morning after 6 o'clock and in the afternoon at about 12:40. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.